The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, then I think we'll go ahead and get started. So it's nice to be with all of you again. As you can see, Gil will again be away this week. So we'll have 5 days together. And this week, the theme is going to be desire and letting go. We know that desire is a big part of human life. And once one begins mindfulness practice, we see, in fact, how frequently the mind is trying to get something or hold on to something that it likes or finds pleasant or useful, even. It's in a sense just kind of wanting all the time. And why is that? Mostly it's because we think that it will bring happiness. And, getting what we want is good, getting things that are pleasant or beautiful. But mindfulness also shows us that this isn't entirely true. Our quest to find happiness only by fulfilling desires gets more and more suspect, doesn't it, on the path? And it's tiring and it's not entirely in our control. Of course, on the other hand, it's also obvious that not all desires are harmful for us. And some of the happiness that desirable experiences bring is hardly a terrible thing. So we're going to have to look more carefully at desires. And then maybe on the flip side, we know that the Buddha's teachings are frequently about letting go. And how does that relate to desire? So we're going to talk about some of that during this week. I think it should be an interesting adventure. But first, let's go ahead and get started meditating. So please settle in and find a posture for meditation where you can be upright and also relaxed. Or if you're lying down, that's fine too. But somewhere where you can be in a straight posture. And just allow yourself to feel where you're sitting. Maybe your seat against the cushion or the chair. Your legs or feet against the floor. And just allow yourself to be supported by what you're sitting on. And then we'll deliberately invite some ease in the body. So softening the muscles of the face, particularly around the eyes, and even the eyes and the eye sockets, they tend to get a little tight when we're looking at the screen. Releasing the jaw, down through the neck. And letting the shoulders settle. Maybe letting the shoulder blades slide down the back. Softening the arms and the hands. And down into the chest area, around the heart, rib cage. Just sensing into that, maybe letting it expand into three dimensions. Softening down through the belly. And the hip joints. And again, feeling into where you're sitting, maybe releasing a bit more. And then letting go of any bracing in the legs. This is always just an invitation for ease in the body. It might be that there are still places of tension or pain or places where we couldn't feel it very well. And that's fine. The body is fine right now. So we also invite some ease in the mind with how things are. We may gently turn attention to the breath. Just the sensations of breathing in, breathing out as a simple present moment object. And just touching into the state of the mind as we continue to breathe. Just noticing if there's any mood present, or generally the energy level. Is the mind a little bit tired right now, or is it a little bit agitated? Just so that we have a sense of how things are. And I'd like to invite just a brief recollection. So I'd like to invite recalling a past experience of craving or grasping that was strong for you and clearly unbeneficial in some way. It doesn't have to be the heaviest one. But, you know, the time when you wanted the coffee so bad that when the person at the counter said they didn't have that kind, you felt angry, something like that. An instance of grasping that was where the mind was clearly in a contracted state. Not a long story about it, but instead recollect what it felt like to have that craving or clinging. And And once you have a sense of how that felt, then you can turn your attention back to the meditation on the breath and inviting ease through the body. You can feel the contrast between those. And kind of let that recollection settle out as you breathe in and out. Maybe even the grasping affected the way you were breathing. You can just let it naturally settle out into how it is now. If it helps, you can take a fuller, deeper breath, and on the out-breath, encourage relaxation throughout the body just to help reset. Then continue on with simple mindfulness meditation of noticing what's happening as it happens. And in particular, if the mind is inclining toward wanting or not wanting, noticing that. But mostly just staying with the simple object of the breath or the body in mindfulness meditation. And as you're watching the mind and resting with the breath or the body, you might notice that various present moment wanting or desire that comes in has some similarity to that grasping that was recalled. Maybe there's a sense of leaning or contraction, even if it's just a slight one, like I want a little more peace in this sitting, or I want that twinge in my back to settle out. It's maybe milder, but it's of the same family. Is that craving or clinging? And we just notice that. This is just one of the movements of the mind, the movement of wanting or desire. And as we continue to sit, we may notice some things that are a kind of desire that has to do with the body, just the needs of the body. Like maybe you're getting thirsty after having sat here for a while, or maybe there's some discomfort related to being in the same position. Maybe you need to go to the bathroom. These are also basic kinds of desires. And how are they similar to these other desires that we've looked at? As we continue to sit with breath and body, mindfulness. And now I'd like to invite another reflection or thought. So now please bring to mind an aspiration that you have for your life or for your practice, something that is clearly wholesome. Maybe you're working on a degree or a certification so that you can work in a way that serves other people. Or perhaps you are aspiring to go on a 3-month retreat at some point. Or maybe you wish for awakening, for freedom. Bring that into the mind and then feel how that is in the body. Breathing with it. This is also a kind of desire. How is it similar to the other kinds of desire that we explored in this meditation? And how is it different? Without thinking about that, just rest with it. So what we see as we begin to explore this very natural, very normal quality called desire is that it has a wide range. It can be a wide range of how wholesome or unwholesome it can be and how strong it can be. And how we relate to it. We relate to different desires in different ways. So it's a big part of the mind, of life. And it's a big part of what drives the world to be doing all that it's doing. And so it's very important to start looking at it. We can maybe see in our own life the drivenness that comes from some of our desires or has come in the past. And this connects us to all people, because all people have this. And we can also feel compassion for how it is to be driven if we're not seeing that. And so we can feel the wisdom even just of these few minutes of looking at this quality of mind, this factor of the mind and heart. And we can wish that our particular desires can be pointed toward helping those around us. And even if they're not doing that directly, simply knowing about our desires and being able to see them, that's going to give us some choice about how we interact with others, how we make choices in our life. So we can wish that those will be of benefit. We'll be glad that we have the awareness in order to make some of those choices instead of only being driven